Today from the Ohio Newsroom, a Merry Tuba Christmas.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Cerity Partners. Cerity Partners' Cleveland-based wealth management practice is a neighbor offering objective advice with national strength and resources. Information available at CerityPartners.com/NPR. And from CASA. CASA volunteers are everyday Ohioans who advocate for thousands of children experiencing abuse or neglect, giving them a voice in court. Learn more at OhioCASA.org.
This December, Today from the Ohio Newsroom is going all over the state, far and near, to spread some holiday cheer. I'm Claire Roth. This festive Friday, we're going to a Christmas concert, not with silver bells or drummer boys, but with tubas. The Ohio Newsroom's Aaron Gottsacker reports.
If you're part of an orchestra, here's a line you probably don't hear too often.
Yeah, the melody with this one starts in the lowest tuba part.
But at Tiffin Tuba Christmas, it's all about that bass.
One, two, three.
To hear tubas with a melody is something different. Usually it's just the oompah or the bass of a piece in an orchestra. But to hear Good King Wenceslas with bass tubas, it's fantastic.
That's Dan Korfman, a retired band director and co-conductor of Tiffin Tuba Christmas. The concert has been a tradition in the Northwest Ohio City for more than three decades. But the origins of Tuba Christmas date back even further, to 1974. That's when tuba player extraordinaire Harvey Phillips first gathered over 300 tubists, baritonists, and euphoniumists to play Christmas carols at the ice rink at New York City's Rockefeller Center. Phillips hosted the concert in honor of his tuba teacher, Bill Bell, who was born on Christmas Day and had died a few years prior.
It's just a tribute to some of the great teachers in tuba education.
Today, around 300 communities across the country and the world host their own tuba Christmas concerts, including 19 in Ohio. Here at First Lutheran Church in Tiffin, the 40-plus musicians are from all ages and experience levels, from 13-year-old Caleb Norman.
I've been playing baritone for about 2 months, maybe.
To 79-year-old Bill Overmeyer, who's been playing since he was about Caleb's age.
My father knew somebody that was in the Ohio State Marching Band that dotted the I. And the only way you can dot the I is to be a tuba player. And that's how I got my start.
He's talking about a tradition at Ohio State football games where marching band members spell out the word Ohio in cursive on the field. A lone, wide-brimmed sousaphone gets to dot the I. It's a big honor, and Overmeyer's done it three times. Julie Stumphauser says she picked up a euphonium after studying music education in college.
The lower you go in the brass department, the crazier you get. The tubas are, of course, the craziest of all, but euphonium is second best.
The chorus of low brass admittedly sounds a little different than a traditional orchestra.
It probably sounds like a herd of elephants.
Warm and marshmallowy.
Oftentimes, my mother described the tuba as playing fart noises, quite frankly. It is easily described as it's the lowest sounding instrument you're going to hear. So anytime you hear a low, almost rumbling sound from time to time, that could be the tuba.
For players like Dennis Williams, Tuba Christmas is special because it's the rare chance for the back of the band instrument to take center stage with the melody.
Being in a group full of tuba players, it's very endearing knowing that we all get our moment to shine for the first time ever since we played the instrument.
At Tiffin Tuba Christmas, the sound is so low the church pews vibrate with each note as the musicians wish everyone in the audience a Merry Christmas from the bottom of their horns. In Tiffin, I'm Aaron Gottsacker.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you Monday.